Ready?
Okay.
Tell it to me.
Okay. Looks like it's the story.
What's wrong with this thing? I'm sorry.
Sure.
Okay.
It's the story of a man who had decided to come into a particular area waiting for someone that he had promised he would meet, I'd say 20 years later from a conversation that they had had 20 years before. While the man was waiting, a police officer had come over to him and sort of asked him why he was there since it was dark, it was night, and the man indicated he was there because he was waiting for someone, and that there was no need for the officer to be concerned. So the officer told him, well, are you going to be waiting long? And then the man told him the story of making an agreement with his friend many years ago to meet back at that location in 20 years. And then the officer, as they talked, understood that the man he was waiting for name was Jimmy. And that's when the officer asked him if he would wait a long time for him. And he said he would wait over maybe a half hour or so if the man isn't there on time. He said that the individual was someone who normally was on time, and if he was alive and could be there, he would be there. So the officer gave him his goodbyes and went on his way. The man waited a little while longer, and then another man came down into the same area that he was. And he started talking to him. Jimmy started talking to him because Jimmy thought the man was his friend Bob. They talked about old times a little bit and the fact that the restaurant called Big Joe's, something like that, used to be there, but of course, over time, it was no longer there. As they decided to walk away, Jimmy lit a match, I believe. He was a smoker. And when he lit the match, he could see the face of the man who had come down the street that he was talking to, who he thought was his old friend Bob. As the light from the match revealed his face, he realized that it wasn't. And he made a comment that over the years, you can't change a man's nose. He had from a Roman nose to a pug nose. And then the man said, you're correct. I am not, I guess, who you're looking for. But he had something for him. And he gave him a note. And the note read, from Bob's friend, Jimmy. Okay. Bob was the gentleman who was waiting in the first place. So the note read to Bob, and it said that he had come, he was there like he was supposed to be at the time that he was supposed to be. In reality, in checking, he knew that Jimmy was wanted by the Chicago police. And since, that's wrong, Bob was wanted by the Chicago police. And Jimmy realized when he lit the match that the individual, I'm getting their names mixed up, Bob realized, no, Jimmy is the police officer. And when Bob lit the match, he saw his face and he realized that he was the man that they were looking for from the police station. And at the end, he signed it Jimmy. So I guess the story summarized that the man was where he was supposed to be. His old friend had come back, but over the years, the old friend had become a police officer and the other gentleman had become the thug, the one who the police were looking for. And he didn't have the heart to arrest it himself, so he asked a plain clothes policeman to come in and do the arrest in his stead. That's it for me.
Okay, great.
A great voice. Oh, thank you for your kindness. Thank you. I get that all the time.
Okay, now I'd like you to tell me a story, perhaps a personal experience, a childhood experience, with at least three people in it.
Okay. Alrighty. Well, personal experiences are the best for me. And I'd say probably about 4 years ago, I'm married. I have a son that is 31. And he's the only child. And it's my husband and I. And we've been together 30 years. And throughout the 30 years, you see us, you see the body changing and, you know, the relationship with each other really formulating and getting better over the period of time. So what had occurred over, I guess, the last 3 to 4 years, I noticed a change in my husband's walk. And it concerned me, but of course, for some reason, men don't seem to want to go to doctors very much. You almost have to force them and pull teeth to get them to go. So it took a little while of urging, but I made an appointment for him with the doctor. And suddenly, that's when everything changed. When the doctor decided to examine him, he couldn't find anything really out of kilter, except that the walk was off. So one of the things that they do when they see something is happening with the walk and the balance is neurology. So he was given to see a neurologist who was a specialist. And we spent the next year and a half going back and forth to the doctors trying to get a diagnosis of what the condition was. Over time, the husband became a little more fatigued, the walking a little more strained, and dragging the leg even more so. But it took at least a year and a half for them to diagnose what they finally determined the illness was. And it was multiple sclerosis. So one thing that I've learned from that experience is it's very true. If a relationship with someone is strong enough, doesn't matter what happens to them, you're still there and you stick with it. And it's almost as if, as people go through changes and things, the love or relationship that you have truly becomes stronger. At least it has in my case. It hasn't been one that you want to run away from since you're now seeing this kind of change. And we both love the Lord, and I think part of getting his mindset to accept the diagnosis and realize that, according to doctors, it won't get better, it's progressive, so it'll only become worse. And I have a sister that has MS who is wheelchair bound most of the time. So knowing that that's something that can happen to him, I just feel very blessed that he does have a relationship with the Lord, that we realize there's no more on him than he can handle. And that's just part one of the many things that we need to do in this life. And even though it's going to cause a change and be a change, we are enjoying each moment of time as if each day was the best one that my Heavenly Father could give us. So as it relates to the three characters, I told you about my sweetheart, I mentioned my son, and I also mentioned the doctors as we were trying to get a diagnosis. That'll do it.
God is four.
Yeah.
Fourth character.
Okay.
Now I'm going to tell you a story.
Yes.
And I'd like you to tell it back to me.
Okay.
Okay. Here's the story. While a lady was shopping, her wallet fell out of her purse, but she did not see it fall. When she got to the checkout counter, she had no way to pay for her groceries, so she put the groceries away and went home. Just as she opened the door to her house, the phone rang, and a little girl told her that she had found her wallet. The lady was very relieved.
Sure, a lady was shopping, and her wallet had fallen out of her pocketbook. She hadn't seen it fall, so when she got to the checkout counter to pay for her groceries, her wallet was missing. Unfortunately, she had to put all of the food back. When she got home, she got a call from a young girl who told her that she had found her wallet.
Okay. Okay, next. Oh, I want you to try to remember that because that's the very last thing that I ask you to do.
Okay.
To tell it back to me.
Okay.
Next is categories. I'd like for you to tell me as many items that fall into each of three categories as you can, as fast as you can.
Okay.
At least enough to fill up a minute.
Okay, for example?
For example, states. You know, you would give me as many states as you can think of.
Okay.
Okay, when I give you the category, just go ahead and start.
Okay.
The first category is foods.
Oh, chicken, turkey, hamburger, pizza, ice cream, french fries, pickles, lettuce, tomatoes, green peppers, onions, celery, potato chips, a licorice, cookies, popcorn, cabbage, kale greens, sweet potatoes, baked potatoes, cheese, sour cream, green peppers, candy. I think that's it for me.
Okay. That was a little over a minute, but next. Okay. Next category is animals.
Okay. Ready? Okay. Bear, lion, tiger, cat, dog, bird, zebra, monkey, giraffe, rhinoceros, elephant, penguins, seals. Oh, those are fish. Anyway, still mammals. That'll do it.
A little bit more.
A little bit more? Okay. Besides the seals, we have the walrus. Let's see. Tiger. Darn, that's about it.
Uh-oh.
Not quite. Okay. Did I say a cat yet?
I think so.
Okay.
Now it's a minute.
Okay, yes.
Okay. Okay, I have to get a stopwatch that I know how to use. Okay, last category is kitchen items.
Okay. Alrighty. In the kitchen is the stove. You have the refrigerator. You have the sink. You have the cabinets. You have the dishwasher. You have the knives. Forks, spoons, plates, cups, saucers, glasses, platters, pans, roaster oven, microwave, television, radio, chairs, kitchenette, light, food saver, that machine, I'm looking right at it, don't remember the name of it. Outside of that, you have the dishcloth, you have an apron, you have serving spoons, you have salt, pepper. Do those go in the kitchen? Okay, salt.
You're over a minute. You want to stop or you want to continue?
Stop.
Okay. Okay, I'm going to now give you some numbers. I'd like you to repeat them.
Okay.
Okay. First is 582.
582.
694.
694.
6439.
6439.
7286.
7286.
42731.
42731.
75836.
75836.
619473.
619473.
392487.
392487.
591-7428.
591-7428.
417-9386.
497-9386. I missed that one. Yeah.
581-92647.
581-92647.
382-95174.
382-94174.
275-862-584.
275-862-574.
713-942-568.
743-942-568.
Okay, this time I'm going to give you some numbers. I'd like you to repeat them backwards.
Okay. Eek. Okay.
All right. 2-4.
4-2.
5-8.
8-5.
6-2-9.
9-6-2.
Whoops.
Oops, you said 629? 926.
Yes. 415.
514.
3279.
9723.
4968.
8964.
Just the two numbers are transposed.
Okay.
Okay. 15286.
6, 8, 2, 5, 1.
6, 1, 8, 4, 3.
3, 8, 4, 8, 3.
Okay. 5, 3, 9, 4, 1, 8.
8 4 4 9 3 5.
Just one number off.
Oh.
7 2 4 5 8. Wait, I'm sorry. Let me start over again. 7 2 4 8 5 6.
7 2 4 8 5 6. 6 5 8 4 2 7.
Perfect. 8 1 2 9 3 6 5.
5 6 9. Forget it. They scrambled in my mind. Forget
okay.
That one.
Okay. Next one. 4 7 3 9 1 2 8.
8 1 2 3 7 4.
Okay, left that nine. Last one. 9 4 3 7 6 2 5 8.
8 5 2 9. Forget it. Another one too long for me.
First four. Okay. Next to last is this truth test. It's called, it's a test of inhibition and attention.
Okay.
And you'll see why. this is my practice sheet.
Okay.
For part one, line one, read that line across as fast as you can.
Orange, green, brown, purple.
Okay, that's the task. Just start here and read across until you get to here as fast as you can.
Until I get to the last one? As
yes.
Fast as I can.
As fast as you can.
Green, blue, yellow, red, yellow, red, green, blue, blue, green, yellow, red, blue, yellow, red, green, red, green, blue, yellow, yellow, green, blue, red.
Okay, 6.66. Okay. Line two, part two. The colors, I'd like you to tell me the colors as fast as you can.
Okay. Do you consider this white? I consider it gray.
That's gray.
Okay. Gray, blue, black, red.
Right. That's the task.
Okay.
Start at the top, go across, and tell me the color of each dot as fast as you can.
Okay. Green, blue, yellow, red, green, blue, green, yellow, yellow, red, green, blue, yellow, green, blue, red.
Okay. 10.33 seconds. Okay, the last one, part three. Instead of reading the line across, I want you to tell me the color that each word is printed in.
Okay. It's printed in green, black, gray, and blue.
Okay, that's the task.
Okay.
Again, the task from here, tell me the color that the word is printed in as fast as you can. And go.
Red, blue, green, yellow.
Whoops, I'm reading.
Red, blue, green.
Now tell me the color that the word is printed in.
Oh, okay. I'm not sure I'm understanding. Oh, okay, gotcha. Got it. Okay. Start it again.
Okay, now.
Okay. Blue, red, green, yellow. Green, yellow, green, blue. Green, I'm sorry, it's red. Blue, yellow, blue, yellow, red, green, blue, blue, red, yellow, green, red, blue, yellow, red.
Okay, 28.53 seconds.
I had to think about that one.
Yeah. Attention and inhibition, you had to get what you wanted.
Yes.
Pay attention to the task. Okay, the very last thing. The story about the lady with the groceries, can you tell me that to me?
Sure, there was a young lady who went grocery shopping. While she was shopping, her wallet fell out of her pocketbook and she didn't realize it. She brought her groceries to the counter. When she got to the counter and was ready to pay for them, she didn't have her wallet, so she had to return and put all the groceries back. When she came home, she received a call from a young girl who indicated she had found her wallet. That's it.
Okay, that's it.
Okay. Alrighty.
Thank you for helping me out.
My goodness, you're welcome. It has been a pleasure. But even to pull this together, that has taken a lot of your valuable time.
Oh, yeah.
Without a doubt.
Yeah.
What is your area of concentration?
Speech pathology, but I'm a board certified speech therapist.
But yeah.
That's why I was attracted to your voice.
Yeah.
But my interest is in adult language disorders, dementia, Alzheimer's disease. But also schizophrenia, bipolar disorder, and how those disorders relate to minority populations.
Yes.
Is absolutely nothing. You know, if we go into a doctor's office, the tests they give us are inappropriate, and so we have a 5 out of 1 chance of being misdiagnosed.
Mm. My goodness, I tell you, I believe that. Going through what I did with my husband, I'm going, my goodness gracious, it's been over a year and we still don't have a diagnosis yet.
I mean, they don't have a clue.
Mm. My God.
She's been suffering for 3 years. They don't know what it is. I mean, if you know what it is,
you
have a name for it.
Yeah.
But she doesn't have a name.
Oh, God. That's scary.
Yeah.
It really, really is.
And the tests are inappropriate. And, let me just say this from my experience, just from embarking on this particular study, and I fought so hard to do a race homogeneous study because all the studies are black versus white, black versus Hispanic, and there's nothing, unless we know what we do, we can't compare with anyone else. The comparisons don't mean anything.
Exactly.
So, and I fought so hard to do this particular study because I want to design an instrument for African American Hispanic women.
Yeah.
That once I got approval, I couldn't find people to help me to do it.
Oh my goodness,
I couldn't find the participants, so that's why I came all the way down here to do it.
I see. Oh my goodness. Now, will you have enough by the time you go back to really be able to give you a good...
Let's see, with the three, maybe, I already have you. I'll just need 4 more in the younger group. And I still need the older group, the 65 through 70, 65 and over. I have I'll need probably about 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 more.
I see. Well, I'll certainly be thinking a good thought. Things fall into place because what you're doing really makes good sense.
Yeah.
And not only coming to some answer or to conclusion to it, you're going to follow up to do something about it.
Absolutely.
And I think that makes a big difference in the change.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, it has been a pleasure.
And thank you for helping me.
You're welcome. You're welcome. And Audrey, thank her for just considering. You're even asking me. This has been a pleasure, and I'm sure when I get back to the young ladies, they'll kind of tell me how they felt about it as well.
But if you know anyone else in your age group, I just need 3 more.
Okay,
I'll
tell Audrey and just see how long you're going to be in the area.
I'll be here for another week and a half.
Okay, all right.
Then I think I have to go back and teach something.
Okay, all righty. You know how to get back downstairs?
Oh, yeah.
You pretty good?
Yeah, I think
okay,
I'm good.
All righty.
Okay, thanks again.
You're welcome. And let us know the end result, okay?
All right, for sure will.
Okie doke.
Is it this one? That's yours.
That's mine?
No. That's yours to keep.
Thanks so much, Angela.
Okay, thank you.
See you now.